This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Today and tomorrow I'll talk about a few more attributes of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the final morning of Ramadan, if Ramadan is in fact 29 days and not 30, I'll draw a conclusion, inshallah, from all these lessons that we've shared. I don't really think there's anything more beneficial than learning about him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I think it's probably the most important thing for us as Muslims to do. A Muslim that doesn't know his Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, is a Muslim that will find it very difficult to adhere to this law, to follow these rules, and to be able to do that for the rest of their lives without knowing him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and eventually loving him the way he should be loved, alayhi salatu wasalam. Today I'm going to talk about sifatahu shakliya, talk about how he looked, alayhi salatu wasalam. We've talked about almost every major attribute of his ethics and morals and behavior, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's see what the Sahaba said about how he looked. Keeping in mind that none of the Sahaba really ever stared at him, alayhi salatu wasalam. Out of respect for him, the older Sahaba just couldn't find it in them to stare at his face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They always looked down. The descriptions we have of him, alayhi salatu wasalam, are from the children of the Sahaba, who grew up later and told us these stories. Because as children, they would sit and they would look at his face, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and they memorized and they said this is what he looked like. But the majority of Sahaba didn't really have much of a description. They would just say things very simple, and I'll give you examples. My favorite will be at the end. But this is my second favorite one. A description that we have is the description of Jabir ibn Samura, radiallahu anhu. And this is what the story he tells us. Qala, mashitu laylatan tujaha al-qamari laylat al-badr. I walked one night in the direction of the full moon. It was a full moon, I was walking towards it. قال فخرج من ناحيته رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام came from that direction. قال فأخذت أنظر إلى القمر وأنظر إلى وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I started looking at the moon and looking at the face of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and looking at the moon and looking at the face of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. يقول فوالله لوجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحسن وأحلى في عيني من القمر. And I swear to you that his face is more beautiful in my eyes than the full moon. صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم. أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says, قال ما رأيت وجها أحسن من وجه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I've never seen a face more beautiful than the face of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. كأن الشمس تجري في عروقه. It looks as if the sun is running through his veins, alayhi salatu wasalam. He was radiant. It was like he was glowing, alayhi salatu wasalam. Now this could be factual, or this could be the effect of love. Those whom you love, they look good to you. People that you love their faces. You love everything about them. The person that you love, you just love every attribute, every aspect of who they are. The Sahaba truly loved him, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And that's how they felt when they looked at him. The hadith narrated by Aisha, she said towards the end of his life, when he got really sick, he would sweat. And she said his sweat would glow. Everything about him was glowing. So when he woke up, she told him, Ya Rasulullah, لَكَأَنَّ أَبَا الْأَسْوَدِ أَخْطَأَ إِذْ مَدَحَ غَيْرَكَ. It seems like one of the poets, when he gave his famous verse of poetry, he gave it in the wrong person. So he smiled. فقال ما تقولي, what are you talking about? فقالت كأنه يقصدك. It seems like he meant you. إذ قال وإذا نظرت إلى أسرة وجهه لمعت كلمع البارق المتهلل. When you look at the aspects of his face, it lights up just like the sword under the sun would light up, or just like lightning would light up. صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال فضحك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He laughed. This was maybe a couple of hours before he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a hadith narrated by Imam Bayhaqi, and it's in the Shama'il of Tirmidhi. And this hadith, it's a very long one, so I'm not going to narrate the whole thing, but I'm going to share with you aspects of it. The hadith that I was taught by Sheikh Nuruddin Al-Atir, rahmatullahi alayhi, and his student after him, Sheikh Tabib Muhammad Khair al-Sha'ad, and they both did a study of the authenticity of its chain of narration. And they concluded that it's Hassan, which goes against a lot of what the other conclusions are, and I'm very comfortable with their study. I'm going to share with you this hadith. And the hadith is of Sayyidina al-Hasan radiallahu anhu, going to his uncle Hind ibn Abi Hala. Now, if you listen to this series of lessons, you probably understand who Hind ibn Abi Hala was. Hind was his uncle from his mother's side. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam married Khadija. Khadija had three children from previous marriages. One of them was named Hind ibn Abi Hala. It was a gentleman. And he was a child when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam married his mother. So he grew up and was raised by Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. He's a Muslim, Hasuna Islam. He was with the Prophet alayhi all his life. Just wasn't the name that we commonly know. So al-Hasan said, Ya Khal, Sifli Rasulullahi wasfan ata'allaq bihi hatta la ansa. Give me a description of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam to hold on to. I'm starting to forget the way he looked. Al-Hasan was a child when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam passed away. So he's struggling. You know how it happens. This is what happens when someone, you don't see someone for a while. You start to forget. It's really very, very sad. One of the saddest things in the world. Quite hands down, probably one of the saddest things in the world when you figure out you can't remember how someone that you truly love looks like anymore. Wallahi, they're one of the most heartbreaking moments in your life when you remember this person meant the world to you and you just can't remember the way they look properly. And it breaks your heart. And Al-Hasan, the Prophet ﷺ passed away when he was a child, when he was young, and he was growing up, and he's like, I can't remember how he looked properly. So he got upset. So he went to his uncle and said, tell me something. What kind of rajulan wasafan in the hadith? He was someone who was very good at describing. He just had a way with words. And his description is amazing, by the way. It's very long, but I'm going to take certain aspects of it. So this is how he described him. فقال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم فخما مفخما. He was class. فخم, he was class. صلى الله عليه وسلم. This is one of the most beautiful descriptions you'll find. فخما مفخما. He was granted class. He was class innately. He was just by nature, he was classy. And he was granted more of it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know something in Arabic, we say something's fakhm. Something's like, it's just high class. This is a big deal. It's five stars. Something that's beyond what I'm used to seeing. I don't feel like I deserve it, but it was fakhm. It was a big deal. When you were around him, alayhi salatu wasalam, you felt you were around someone fakhm. He was just class. It wasn't about what he wore. It wasn't about how much money he had. He never had a lot of it, and that didn't matter. But he was just a classy person, alayhi salatu wasalam. يَتَلَأْلَأُ وَجْهُهُ تَلَأْلُؤَ الْقَمَرِ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ. His face glowed, just like the moon glows when it's full. And then he begins to describe him, alayhi salatu wasalam. أَطْوَلَ مِنَ الْمَرْبُوعِ وَأَقْصَرَ مِنَ الْمُشَذَّبِ وَإِلَى الطُّولِ أَقْرَبَ. He's taller from someone who is his average height, and he's not as tall as someone who is a basketball player, forgive me if that's what you're doing. But he was closer to being a bit height. He was a bit taller, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. عظيم الهامة رجل الشعر إن انفرقت عقيصته فرقها وإلا فلا يجاوز شعره شحمة أذنيه إذا هو وفره ليس بالجعد القطط ولا بالسبط. عليه الصلاة والسلام, he describes that he had a full head of hair, and it wasn't hair that was really curly, and it wasn't very, very loose. It was something in between. And if he was able, he parted it in the middle, alayhi salatu wasalam. When he was able, it kind of went down. If not, he just put it backwards in whatever way it went. And he usually didn't have his hair anywhere under his ear, alayhi salatu wasalam. Like he usually didn't go under the lobe of his ear, which meant he had pretty long hair, alayhi salatu wasalam, for the majority of his life. Actually, there's narrations that talk about him braiding his hair, alayhi salatu wasalam, to small braids at certain points in his life. So please take it easy on your boys when it comes to hair. Out of all the things you want to fight with them, maybe hair isn't the right one to fight. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam did many different things. He shaved his head. But that's how he was described in terms of how his hair was, alayhi salatu wasalam. He continues to describe him, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, أزهر اللون أزج الحواجب ثوابغ في غير قرن بينهما عرق يدره الغضب. أزهر اللون, he was white with a little bit of a pinkish color to it. His eyebrows weren't thick, they were thin, but they were full. And it wasn't a unibrow, it was empty in the middle. And right in the middle, there was a vein. Whenever he got upset, alayhi salatu wasalam, it bulged, and they knew he was upset from the vein in his head, alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he was upset with something. واسع الجبين, he had a big forehead, alayhi salatu wasalam. ضليع الفم, he had a wide mouth. أشنب مفلج أو مفلج الأسنان, he had very clear teeth. His teeth weren't colored. مفلج meaning there was a space Now, most people think the space is right in the middle. No, no. The space was on the sides of the two middle teeth. I mean, the two front teeth were together, and then there was a small little space beside both. And this was, for the Arab, something, it was an aspect of beauty. I mean, that's how they saw these things. كَأَنَّ عُنُقَهُ جِيدُ دُمْيَةٍ فِي صَفَاءِ الْفِضَّةِ Had a very clear neck, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. أَشْعَرَ الذِّرَاعَيْنِ وَأَعْلَى الصَّدْرِ He had hair on his arms and his upper chest. خَالِيَ الصَّدْرِ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ فِي مَا عَدَى ذَلِكَ The rest of his body, he didn't have a lot of hair on it. لَهُ دَقِيقَ الْمَسْرُبَةِ لَهُ شَعْرٌ يَجْرِي كَالْخَطِّ إِلَى مِنَ اللُّبَّةِ إِلَى السُّرَّةِ He had a very small line of hair that went down his chest, alayhi salatu wasalam, to his navel. سَوَاءَ الْبَطْنِ وَالصَّدْرِ عَرِيضُ الصَّدْرِ He had a wide chest and he didn't have a kirsh, alayhi salatu wasalam. His stomach and his chest were all one thing. ضَخْمَ الْكَرَادِيسِ سَائِلَ الْأَطْرَافِ He had large joints, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his hands and legs were long. شَثْنَ الْكَفَّيْنِ قُمْصَانَ الْأَخْمَصَيْنِ مَسِيحَ الْقَدَمَيْنِ His hands, alayhi salatu wasalam, the fingers were thick and they were very sharp at the end. Like they got smaller at the end, alayhi salatu wasalam. And his feet, Masih al Qadameen, his feet were flatter on the other side, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he had a very clear arch where the arch usually is. Yambu anhum al ma. He didn't have, some people end up having a lot of dry skin on their feet. He didn't have dry skins, alayhi salatu wasalam, anywhere. And his hands are on his feet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. منهوس العقب أنور المتجرد He didn't have much of a behind, عليه الصلاة والسلام, and he was just very light-skinned under what he wore. تقول أم هانئ خلع رسول الله يوما قميصه أم هانئ is one of his relatives, and he was changing. فتقول فرأيت في بطن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قراطيس مثنى مثنى I saw on his stomach these ripples, one after the other, two, one in front of the other. He had a six-pack, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah, aside from this one pack that I carry, he had a six-pack, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alayhi sallam. He would continue to describe him. This is how he described him. قَالَ خَافِضُ الطَّرْفِ نَظَرُهُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ أَطْوَلُ مِن نَظَرِهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ جُلُّ نَظَرِهِ الْمُلَاحَظَةِ يَسُوقُ أَصْحَابَهُ وَيَبْدُرُ مَنْ لَقِيَهُمْ بِالسَّلَامِ He looked down Allah, alayhi salatu wasalam. He looked at the earth way more than he stared at the sky. Whenever he looked at someone, he didn't stare for long, alayhi salatu wasalam. He looked, and then he looked away. He would always make sure his ashab walked ahead of him. And whoever he met, he started the salam first, alayhi salatu wasalam. كَانَ بَادِنًا مُتَمَاسِكًا عَظِيمَ الْخَلْقِ صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was sturdy. He was very held together. The hadith of Rukana, when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam went to Bani Muharib, and based on their name, you can kind of figure out what they really loved. They were a qabila that only understood the language of force. So he went to give them da'wah, and they said, we don't understand any of this stuff. We don't, not one word. Everything you're saying is just right up above us. Can you wrestle? Can you wrestle? And he, alayhi salatu wasalam, is trying to explain Quran. We have Rukana, can you wrestle him? Wrestle him, we'll listen to you. He was like a champion. He's like, all right, we'll wrestle. So they get into the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, takes his shirt off and he stands there. There's a certain way, the Arabs had a certain way, similar to Roman wrestling, or is that the right word? Is that, it's the Olympic sport, it's called, what is it called, Roman wrestling? Or yeah, the Olympic sport. So it's very similar to that type of, a little bit different, a few differences. Actually, there are people who actually still know how it works, Yani. I don't, but it's actually quite well described still till this day. So he'd go alayhi salatu wasalam and he would wrestle with Rukana. Rukana is the champion. A couple of moments, and Rukana is on his back. He gets up. He's like, no, no. Again, it's two out of three. So he does it again. Rukana is on his back. He's like, three out of five. Again, Rukana is on his back. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam qala, enough. This is enough. Listen to me. Qalu ma sami'a. We're not listening to anything. I mean, they took his people and they left. Sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The Sahaba saw him wrestle and actually bring the guy down. He would continue in Abi Hala describing him. And he would say, كان رسول الله متواصل الأحزان دائم الفكرة ليست له راحة. He said, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was always going through one sorrow and pain after the other. It was just one huzn after the other. Every time something bad finished, something bad happened after it. It's just one huzn after the other. دائم الفكر. He was always thinking. He was always contemplating. ليست له راحة. We never saw him fully rest. دائم التبسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. Always smiling. طويل السكت. لا يتكلم في غير حاجة. He didn't speak. He would stay quiet for a long time. Only speak when needed. كلامه فصل يتكلم بالجوامع الكلم. When he spoke, what he said was clear. And it was appropriate. And it was the right thing, the thing that was needed to be said at the moment. And he used, عليه الصلاة والسلام, the fewest words to explain the most profound concepts. دميث ليس بالجافي ولا المهين. He was an easygoing person. He wasn't difficult and he wasn't humiliated by others. He didn't let people walk all over him, عليه الصلاة والسلام. يعظم النعمة وإن دقت لا يذم منها شيئا. He magnified any blessing, no matter how small it was. He never ever said anything negative about a blessing he was given, صلى الله عليه وسلم. إذا تكلم أشار بكفه. When he spoke, he used his hand, not his finger. He always moved his hand, عليه الصلاة والسلام. وإذا تعجب قلبها. And if he was in awe of something, he would go like this in his hand. وَإِذَا تَحَدَّثَ أَوْ أَشَارَ ضَرَبَ بِبَاطِنِ كَفِّهِ الْيُمْنَى بَاطِنَ إِبْهَامِهِ الْأَيْسَرِ He'd go like this, Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام, when he's talking. He'd make these movements, صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم. إِذَا الْتَفَتَ الْتَفَتَ جَمِيعًا صلى الله عليه وسلم. When he moved all together and he looked at the person in front of him as he was. جُلُّ ضَحِكِهِ التَّبَسُّمْ The majority of his laughter was a big smile. وَيَفْتُرُ عَنْ مِثْلِ حَبِّ الْغَمَامِ Meaning when he smiled, his teeth were like pearls, صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم. This is how they're describing him, عليه الصلاة والسلام. يقولوا آل ملحان, both أم حرام وأم سليم. And they were both related to him through رضاع. And he would go sleep in their house. And sometimes he would sleep there, صلى الله عليه وصحبه وسلم, during the day, and it would get hot, and he would sweat as any human being. So Umm Sulaym or Umm Haram would come and she would bring a little container and she would take the sweat of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So one day he's sleeping and she's putting something under his eye. So he wakes up and what are you doing? فقالت نأخذ عرقك يا رسول الله نبارك به الصبيان. We take it and use it as barakah for our children. فأقرها صلى الله عليه وسلم. He left her to do it. يقول يا أنس ما مسست خزا ولا حريرا أنعم ولا أطيب من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I never touched anything so soft and so comforting than the hand of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. أبرد من الثلج وأطيب من ريح المسك. It was cool and it smelled like misk all the time. صلى الله عليه وسلم. My favorite description of him عليه الصلاة والسلام is the description of سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب, because Ali lived with him. But for all he could, for as long as he can remember in his life. And he married his daughter. And he was one of the closest people to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام by far. من أهل البيت, obviously. So he describes the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in very few words, because I gave you a long description. You're not going to memorize anything I told you. But he said something really simple here. قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم أجود الناس صدرا. He had the most generous chest. Now, the word chest is a figure of speech. I mean, he had the most generous heart. Meaning he was just very generous. Anything you asked of him, anything you required of him, he gave you his time and his wealth and whatever it is you asked for. You didn't feel that he was being burdened by you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He didn't let you feel that you were burdening him, even if you were, even if you totally were, as the Quran explained. Inna dhalikum kana yu'dhi an-nabiyya fayastahyi minkum wallahu la yastahyi min al-haqq. Indeed, you did certain things. You entered his house and sat there for hours and waited around for the food and then sat after the food and he didn't say anything. It harmed him because you're ruining, he can't deal with his family. He can't take care of his children. But he was too polite to say anything, alayhi salatu wasalam. He accepted it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran said, Allah does not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm not ashamed to talk about al-haqq. You get out of his house. Eat, if he asks you to eat, then leave and go home. كان أجود الناس صبرا صدرا وأكرمهم عشرة. You live with him, he treats you well. The longer you live with him, the better he treats you. The more time you spend with him, the better he treats you, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He elevates your status. He empowers you. He pushes you forward, alayhi salatu, not the opposite. He never takes you for granted. He never stops noticing you or doesn't forget about you or put you aside because someone new is coming in. No, the longer you spent time with him, the more you spent time with him, alayhi salatu wasalam, the higher he lifted you, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Alyanahum arikatan. And he was just the most easygoing person that you've ever met. Out of everyone I've ever seen, he's the easiest going person. Never, nothing was a big problem. Nothing was a big deal. He got upset almost for nothing. And Hindab ibn Abi Hala would kind of point out something. Qala, كان رسول الله لا يغضب لنفسه قط. Never got upset for himself. فإذا تعدي الحق أو تعوطي الحق لم يقم لغضبه شيء حتى ينتصر له. But if حق was being, if someone was oppressive, if someone was crossing the line of حق, he would get upset عليه الصلاة والسلام. He wouldn't stop until that was rectified. Until he fixed the problem, then for himself, you can say what you want. But what do you want to say? Say what you want. He's not going to get upset, alayhi salatu wasalam. كَانَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ صَدْرًا وَأَكْرَمَهُمْ عِشْرَةً وَأَلْيَنَهُمْ عَرِيكَةً. Listen to this. مَنْ رَآهُ بَدِيهَةً هَابَهُ وَمَنْ خَالَطَهُ مَعْرِفَةً أَحَبَّهُ. When you saw him for the first time, alayhi salatu wasalam, you revered him. Then you spend a little bit of time with him, you love him, sallallahu alayhi wasalam. The first time you meet him, you feel this reverence. This person, he's fakhm. So you quiet down. But then you spend a little bit of time with him, alayhi salatu, and get to know him, and then you love him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. تقول, the last piece of his, كان أجود الناس صدرا وأكرمهم عشرة وألينهم عريكة من رآه بديهة هابه ومن خالطه معرفة أحبه ما رأيت قبله ولا بعده مثله قط صلى الله عليه وسلم. I never saw anyone before him or after him like him. I've never seen a human being ever like him since the day I met him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that last phrase there summarizes who he was, alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who saw him, those who had the blessing of seeing him, alayhi salatu wasalam, and knowing him and witnessing what he did and who he was and what he was able to achieve and accomplish, alayhi salatu wasalam, his mercy and his compassion and his love and his perseverance and his grit and his bravery and his generosity, alayhi salatu wasalam, they all attested that we never saw anything like him. We saw him once, and then there's no one that ever came that was remotely, even remotely similar to him, alayhi salatu wasalam. هذا هو حبيبكم صلوا عليه اللهم صلي وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وأنت بالتاء إن شاء الله سبحانك الله بحمد إشن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وبرك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى صحبه جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Just so you know, the khatmah is not tonight, it's tomorrow night. So inshallah the khatmah will be a Wednesday night.